Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson doubles down on defending illegal aliens. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 25, 2026. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, D, doubled down on protecting illegal aliens. A week after 18-year-old Loyola University student Sheridan Gorman was allegedly murdered by an illegal alien. During a press conference on Wednesday, where Johnson unveiled an Abolish ICE snowplow, Johnson was asked if he had reconsidered rescheduling this event after the death of Gorman. "This is a terrible tragedy, and what I've said from the very beginning. I'm going to continue to use every single tool that's available to me to protect the residents of the city of Chicago," Johnson said. "This tragedy is not going to deter us from our work. In fact, it's going to challenge us all to double down on our efforts to ensure that we are protecting every single individual across neighborhoods." The unveiling of the snowplow with Abolish ICE on it came after a citywide contest to name 6 new salt trucks, according to the Chicago Tribune. Abolish ICE was submitted over 9,000 times, according to the outlet. Johnson's comments come as Jose Medina, 25, an illegal alien from Venezuela, was arrested and charged with first-degree murder, attempted first-degree murder, 3 felony counts of aggravated assault, and unlawful possession of a firearm. Breitbart News's John Binder reported that, according to law enforcement officials, Gorman had been walking with a group of friends when Medina allegedly approached the group and started shooting in their direction. According to police, at around 1 a.m. on March 19, Sheridan Gorman was walking with a group of friends near Toby Prince Beach in the Rogers Park neighborhood of Chicago when Medina, wearing a mask, allegedly approached the group and started shooting in their direction. Gorman was shot in the head and died at the scene. Video footage posted to X showed a Loyola University student speaking at a protest in front of Chicago, Illinois, Alderwoman Maria Haddon's, D, office. The student was heard stating that this was a deliberate, cold-blooded murder of an 18-year-old woman. The student's comments come after Haddon implied that Gorman might have startled Medina, whom she noticed hiding while out with her friends. Breitbart News's John Binder reported that, according to police, Medina began running after the group and started shooting in their direction. Sheridan was on the pier with a group of friends when she noticed Medina hiding, alerting her friends. Police allege that Medina began running after the group and started shooting in their direction, hitting and killing Sheridan as she ran away. In a video message, Alderwoman Maria Haddon, D, who represents the Rogers Park neighborhood where the murder occurred, seemingly suggested that Sheridan may have startled Medina and was merely in the wrong place at the wrong time.